Redemptive key number three, life spells. So hopefully you've worked out this one's about witchcraft. So I'm just going to run through some books that I've got sitting in front of me that I refer to when I'm explaining to people how the five redemptive keys are five key topics that we need to redeem ourselves out of from the world trades that we've done. And it's quite interesting, the Twin Towers was a symbol of Janus, which is two pillars. And it's just this morning I woke up and I realized I had two things sitting outside one of my doors, and it represented two pillars. So poof, they're gone. I don't even consider them worthy of being present, because the enemy will manipulate anything that you have in your presence to get in. And a threshold is through a gate, through a doorway. And when a threshold has been breached, then they are in. And I'm just getting savvier and savvier with how I trade in this life and why I'm trading and why I am here. So back to the topic of life's veils. So I encountered witchcraft in the midst. I think these people were just lovely people, but they turned out not to be that lovely. So I've encountered draconian magic spells against me. I've had encounters in the spirit realm where parts of my soul were locked into certain parts of the atmosphere. So I do know by not just by working with people, but my own physical journey. Some of them are pretty horrendous, so I'm not actually going to mention them on here, because this isn't about fear. This is about claiming territory, authority, and then embedding it in your own power that Jesus gives you based on who you are and what he's called you to be or do. So one of the books here I've got here is When I Was in New Age, and it was from a guy who designed tarot cards. And I've kept the book for one reason. There's a story in it, and the story talks about how he got invited to a castle in Europe somewhere, and he got invited and he went into this cave, but it actually was a portal. And as he went into the cave, he took a pen and paper. And when he got on the other side, the pen wouldn't work. So there was no gravity kind of thing to hold the ink down or whatever. So he came out again, and the next time he went in, he used pencils. And his drawings were quite mythology looking, mystical looking. And so years later, when I came into the church, his story represents when I said to you, I think it was in Trading Key one or two, and I said about the final quest from Rick Joyner. His story is a biblical one. This one is a depiction of evil, but if you took the colour out of it, you might get in close to evil. The depiction in the cards that this man drew were very beautiful, but at the end of the day, they were leading people down the pathway to hell, they'd entered into it. So I've got two other books sitting here from Dr. Rebecca Brown. One's called He Came to Set the Captives Free, and the other one is Becoming a Vessel of Honor. Now, these books are about how she saved a lot of people out of satanic ritual abuse, or SRA. I had no clue what that was till I read those books, and then I realized I myself had satanic ritual abuse done to me. I had been inherited through my DNA. I then had activated it when I engaged in the spiritual realm, and how I engaged in the spiritual realm is that my personal business life got slaughtered. So there was like someone forcing me into a corner of no return and no other option. In Christ, you have options. Outside of Christ, you're fighting for your options. And that goes back to life's illnesses. It goes back to the life's twists. And even in life's veil, you're fighting something invisible, and you have no clue what you're throwing your energy towards. So life's veils, I've got a few more books here that I'll just tap on. I've got another one here called, and it's such a selection of Hermetics or Hermes, Jewish philosophy. And understanding the meaning of the soul and the body, which is a load of rubbish, and you can download that online. There's another one I've got here, and it'd be good to mention that I've seen Buddha in the courtrooms of heaven, and he's behind the glass with Satan, which most people will say, how could you say that? Well, I can say it because I've seen them. And I can tell you the other part of it is that I have watched, I've dealt with a lot of people coming who have got people that have worshipped Buddha and their genealogy, and how the serpent's tongue can get wrapped around their soul or a part of them. So if someone's got anger issues or imperfection issues, in other words, they're a perfectionist and they can never get anything right, or they never see anything right in a person, there's a lot of those kind of things that fit into it. I've got another book sitting here that's once again, you can download it offline. It's about witches, what are witches, the Book of Shadows, things about divination. You know, I used to not even connect that this was part of what New Age was about, but it is. I remember when I got an attack once, I phoned a lady who I knew, who I'd met when I'd studied overseas, and she was really, really, really lovely lady, and she really helped me out. And I couldn't work out where this attack was coming from or why somebody would do such a thing to me. And what happened, she explained some stuff to me, and it just blew my mind away completely. So when you think some people are the nicest people, they're not necessarily that. So I've got two things sitting in front of me, black obsidian mirrors and an amulet in a book. So reading mirrors is witchcraft. I did both of those. Obviously, I've repented for everything and been forgiven and gone through the process, and I have it very clear in my mind. When I learned all these things, one, by experiencing and seeing, and two, seeing it in other people, and then three, redeeming myself in front of Christ, and then the Holy Spirit showing me a lot of things. So if you get an amulet or a piece of jewelry in a dream or a vision or food or a drink, or you're at a wedding or a wedding breakfast, then you have just been married off to something in the spirit realm. There are things called clones and cloning stations in the spirit realm. Witches travel in pairs, they're never on their own. And generally they morph into incubus, succubus as well. So there is that aspect to it, which are the ones that cause sleep paralysis and have sex with people in the night. I could go on. The next part I will actually talk about is how witchcraft is in the world. Now, witchcraft is in the world, it's in hospitals, and how I can quantify that or qualify that is by saying I was in hospital last year, and you could say, well, if Jesus could heal, why didn't I get healed? Because I was told to go to hospital. That's what I, and when I was in hospital, I had the confirmations. And through that experience, I actually experienced something, and I wasn't doped out or drugged out. But I actually have seen these entities before, but I had what looked like three-star generals in my room, and I saw out of my hospital room, it's like a spaceship thing, land in Hagley Park, which is the park opposite the hospital I was in here in Christchurch. And to understand what that all ties into, you'd have to study with me to find out more about it. So I understand our hospitals are run by Satanists. The more beds they can free up, they apply to insurance and get as much money out of insurance. So they charge it for insurance, and then they claim the insurance, and then they get the insurance back again. So, and then they invest in the hospital, so the money comes back to them again. So the system has been set up for you, me, and Joe Blog down the street to just make it, or fail after you have made it. Now, does that mean to say that really wealthy people or successful people are dark and dirty? No, not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there is a system that many people don't quite understand because there is a spiritual aspect. The trichotomy we walk around in, your flesh is one. That's what the doctors look after. The soul is the mind, will, and the emotions. And the spirit is the spirit realm or the Holy Spirit. You don't have a choice. There's either you've either got the Holy Spirit in you or the spirit world. The only way to have the Holy Spirit in you is through Jesus Christ. And it's not what I preach, but it's what I teach, because it's been what my experience has been. You know, I brought about 20 people to Christ before I actually had even saved myself. So those people are still all in church today. and doing really well, and are warriors in Christ. They're very good at spiritual warfare. They can go into the courts of heaven on their own. They know how to pray. Many of them do self-deliverance and can do deliverance on other people. So I'll leave you with this very contentious topic. There's so much more I'd like to talk to you about, but once again, you might like to subscribe to our classroom, or even better, you might like to purchase the workbooks and join our free coaching that we do, group coaching on every Monday. So bless you.